Good morning, and welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. We're kicking off a fresh week, and futures are pointing to a higher start. But there's a feeling of anticipation in the air, isn't there?
There absolutely is. The market is in a classic consolidation pattern. Think of it like a coiled spring. The S&P 500, or SPY, is just hovering around that 629 level. It's really a battle between buyers at the 628 support level and sellers at the 630 resistance.
And it's a similar story for the tech-heavy QQQ?
Exactly. The Qs are struggling to get above 563. We're seeing a bit more volume on the selling side there, which suggests some distribution. So the market is basically waiting for a catalyst to break one way or the other. Volatility is pretty muted, which tells me traders are waiting for new information before making any big bets.
Right. And it seems like the big information this week is going to be earnings. The first of the Magnificent Seven are on deck.
That's the main event. The economic calendar is light, so it's all about corporate profits. And we've already got some big reports this morning. Verizon is the standout star.
A big beat for Verizon. They beat on earnings, beat on revenue, and even raised the low end of their guidance for the year. The stock is loving it pre-market.
A very strong report. It's a sign of strength in the telecom space. On the other hand, you have Domino's Pizza. They missed on their earnings per share by 14 cents, though revenues were in line.
But the stock is gapping up. How do you explain that? An earnings miss, but the stock rallies?
Well, sometimes it's about expectations. The market might have been bracing for something worse. With revenue holding steady, investors might be seeing it as a not-as-bad-as-feared scenario. We also saw a solid report from Roper Technologies, which beat and guided higher. A quiet outperformer.
Got it. Now, let's talk about some of the other major movers, because one name is getting absolutely hammered this morning. Sarepta Therapeutics.
Oh, it's a tough morning for them. The stock is down sharply after the FDA placed a clinical hold on one of their key platform technologies, and the analyst community reacted immediately. We're seeing a flood of downgrades from Needham, Mizuho, Deutsche Bank, you name it. It's a significant blow.
Ouch. On the flip side, who's getting some love from Wall Street today?
There are some interesting upgrades. Dollar Tree and Pinterest are both getting boosted to overweight or buy. That's a positive sign for the consumer. But in contrast, we're seeing downgrades for Target and American Express. So it's a very selective market.
Very selective. What about the bigger picture? We're hearing more tariff talk again.
Yes, that's what's weighing on Europe this morning, where most markets are in the red. There's talk that the president is favoring a 15 to 20% tariff on European imports, which is higher than the 10% the EU was hoping for. That's creating some jitters over there.
And we also have a big AI announcement coming from the White House this week.
That's right. An action plan set for Wednesday. It's expected to call for reduced regulations and a focus on energy development to power all that AI infrastructure. It's a theme the market will be watching very closely.
So wrapping it all up, what's the key takeaway for traders as we head into the opening bell?
The key takeaway is patience. The market is stuck between clear support and resistance. Don't get chopped up in the middle. The real direction will likely come from this week's earnings. Watch for a decisive break above 630 on the SPY or below 628. Today, Verizon's strength could lift the telco sector, but be very cautious with names that have specific negative catalysts, like Sarepta.
Great insights. It's a wait-and-see game with earnings as the main referee. Thanks for joining us. Have a great trading day, everyone, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.